Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be covering today is just this. This is the voice of a God and not a man. Trump idolatry gone mad. Right, folks, they're taking it to the limit, and they're going beyond the limit. Of the limits of no return, because this is insanity what they're trying to share with the people. And I'm going to bring you there today, and I'm just going to show you what an idolater looks like, okay? We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. Someone just sent this to me right before the show, okay? Rudy Giuliani, Freedom Fund, okay? Listen carefully. Rudy Giuliani, you may truly be my only hope. I'm not exaggerating when I say that I'm figuring for my freedom. The FBI even raided my home, all because I stood by President Trump's side. Please contribute to my Freedom Fund as I battle for my freedom and justice. This is the guy that dressed up like a man, former mayor Rudy Giuliani, dressed up like a drag queen. If you all remember right, Donald Trump was kissing his neck and putting his face in between his fictitious breasts. Y'all remember that, right? We played the video for you and the audio as well. But isn't it interesting how they're playing this game that they're the victims? And I want you to understand this is psychological manipulation every step of the way. They want you to believe, and it's interesting, folks, because I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost has had us on this over and over again concerning Saul Alinsky tactic. Caused the enemy, the good people of the country, to believe that the minority, the less than 1.7% of the population, is bigger than the 330 million people. This is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to show you that there's no strength that they have within themselves to stand up against the bad guys. Hey, folks, remember, Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America, right? And for 5 years, he promised to drain the swamp. And his worshipers, his idolaters, sit there and make mistakes every step of the way concerning who it is that they serve. Now, keep in mind, if there is no justice, we have no freedom. And what they do is they make excuses for the one that deceived them into believing that he was somebody that he was not. And what was it? What was the message? Hey, folks, we don't have any power to stand before all of these people because there's so many of them. If there's so many of them, then why do they need the illegals to come into the United States of America? It's because you're believing the propagandists, you're believing the liars, there's no truth in them, and those that listen to them, you need to understand there's no truth in you neither, because you should have enough discernment by the Holy Ghost to know the difference as to when you're being lied to and when you're not being lied to. Again, read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, they want you to believe that the minority is the majority in this country. Do you not understand this? Remember the message was from all of Trump's supporters and idolaters? There's nothing he can do. Yet Donald Trump said he promised to do it. He promised to drain the swamp. Now Giuliani's doing it too. It's psychological manipulation. They want you to believe that they have no power to stand against the bad guys. They want you to believe, along with their partners, what they have taught you to believe concerning a left or the Democrats. They want you to believe that there's nothing we can do. They've got absolute control. And I'm here again to tell you today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, nothing could be further from the truth. You are up against less than 1.7% of the population. But I will tell you, and I'm going to bring it to Scripture in just a moment here, but I will tell you that this is God's perfect judgment. When you go to Leviticus 26, verse 37, listen carefully. This is what it says. And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. Do you see how that they're acting out? See these bad guys, all of them together, both the right and the left, because they're in it together. They all work for the same powers that the American people tolerate in this country. Do you not understand, friends, that they're working together to weaken the people? And what they don't realize is this is God's judgment in a nation, and they're acting out accordingly, and they don't even realize it, friends. This is how scripturally and spiritually ignorant these people are. They think they're getting one over on the American people. No, they're not. The Lord is using them for his very purposes to bring judgment upon a nation. And again, just let me remind all the bad guys, you better do your homework to understand that when God is done chastising or judging a nation, when that judgment falls back on you, it's much worse than what God used you for concerning his people, that he was in fact chastising and or judging. Again, just giving you a biblical lesson, friends, because it is in fact a history, his dash story, that nobody can deny in any sense of the word. Now listen, if you want to, what I'd like to do is bring you over to beforeitsnews.com. If you go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of that page, right now, okay? Go ahead and click onto that social media platform. And then if you'd like to, you can go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And when you go over to that page, I'm going to bring you there in just a moment. When you go over to that page, friends, go to the top of the page, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live. When you go to that page, click on to subscription. That's our live feed, okay? Tim, as a matter of fact, Tim's morning show this morning had over 48,000 on it. And this is one outlet. My yesterday show had 56,000 on it. And again, it's just showing you real numbers, friends, as to what the big mainstream big tech companies are doing illegally. Go over there, subscribe to that page, because that's where we are, in fact. And you can go ahead and subscribe to that live feed. At any given time, you can even do the replays as well. When you go to that page as well, go to the right side of the page, you'll see Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show as well. For social media platforms, and again, friends, one more time, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you will find us there. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey folks, the slogan by Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman was that which was proposed. What does it say, friends? Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And by the way, if you have not been over to the store quite yet, those t-shirts are made available. I sent out 10 orders yesterday just of this new t-shirt. They are going like hotcakes. Stephanie's already on, I believe, her third order concerning these shirts. You asked for it. We're delivering. I want to remind people we're not making any money off of this in any sense of the word. I mean, if anything, just the exact opposite. But they are great t-shirts to spark up conversations concerning where we're at today, if you understand where we came from, as to show people as to where they're going in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, Luke 19:10. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, by the way, if you want to take shots, the phone number is 1-866-582-9933. We've got some ignoramuses on our live feed right now. These are grown-ups who act like they're about 5 years old. They haven't understood the definition of growing up in grace, 2 Peter 3:18. They're going the other direction, and yet they have all the answers, friends. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. Pay attention to what I'm telling you, friends. Good afternoon, all my friends over there. Mike, thank you. I just seen you over there. But again, friends, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Just did an article this morning, really quick, with Mayor de Blasio. And this guy is just an arrogant, subversive, un-American Marxist. And he's a criminal to American government. And while you're being distracted by Governor Cuomo's sexual crimes, the said mayor, Bill de Blasio, is mandating proof of vaccines. Did you hear about this? Folks, have you learned the game as to how it's played? When these things surface like this as to what's going on with Cuomo right now, have you ever noticed that they use those as distractions because they're trying to keep you off of what's really going on over there? Well, I'm here to bring you back to what's really going on once again. And I want you to check this out. This is Mayor de Blasio, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say.
Every day we focus on the recovery of New York City.
Listen to this criminal.
Recovery for all of us. And that recovery is well underway. You can see the energy, the activity in the city again, the jobs coming back, the livelihoods coming back, the businesses coming back. You can see it all. And there's a reason. It has made the difference. This is the whole ballgame, everyone. So what we've seen is the biggest vaccination effort in the history of New York City. And now we've added this $100 incentive, which is proving to be very popular already, just a few days into it. Just started.
This is what they didn't want you to
Friday,
see.
And by yesterday, over 11,000 New Yorkers had claimed the $100 incentive with their first vaccination. 11,000
wow.
people in just a few
don't believe a thing
days.
He's saying.
This is going to be a big deal. And this is going to help us go a lot farther. As of today, in New York City, 10,015,459 total doses from the beginning of our effort.
He's lying.
But
friends,
here's another major milestone we have now reached.
They're embellishing the numbers.
5 million New Yorkers have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine.
Don't believe their numbers, friends.
We are now at this point we dreamed of, and now we're going to go farther.
I bet.
Farther with a smart mix of incentives and mandates, because it's all about vaccination. I've been saying now over the last few weeks, we're going to climb the ladder. We're going to use every tool we've got to fight the Delta variant and to end the COVID era once and for all in the.
Okay, so with that said, I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, and I'm going to play a little bit more of it for you, just so you can understand why the distraction going on with the governor in the state of New York is taking place right now. They're distracting you from this, that which is going on under the subversive mayor there, Bill de Blasio, okay? This is what the mayor said. He said, we have got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. He said, we've tried voluntary. We could not have been more kind. Listen, this is how a tyrant speaks to his subjects, his slaves, his serfs. He goes on, we could have not been more kind and compassionate as a country. He said we offered free testing, free incentives, friendly, warm embrace. He said the voluntary phase is over. This is about as un-American as it gets, friends. This is criminal. Why do you say that, Bradley? Because there is no law concerning mandates. How many times have we been over this over the last 15 months concerning this pandemic? How many Supreme Court justices need to stand up and tell you, state and federal, need to stand up and tell you that they don't have the constitutional authority to implement such measures as they're taking today? So let me go ahead and play a little bit more, but I want you to keep that in the back of your mind that, you know what, we've been nice, that's enough, you know what, no more voluntary, we've embraced you, we've been warm about it, we gave you free testing, so on and so forth, we're done. That's what he said, okay? Does that sound like a representative to the people? Absolutely not. Let's go on here. What does this subversive mayor, Bill de Blasio, have to say?
This city. That means more and more vaccinations. And we know that strong, clear mandates help. So we started, of course, with a mandate for our frontline.
All unlawful.
Health workers,
all illegal.
Department of Health.
It's a violation of federal law.
Requiring that they get tested or vaccinated. Obviously, with a strong, strong preference for vaccination. Then we said new employees will be required to
required. Notice the semantics here
for the city.
The wordplay.
These kind of actions are making an impact far beyond the boundaries of New York City.
This is what's going on in New York right now.
And other states.
They're trying to distract you.
We're seeing the federal government following suit. New York City's starting every time the action. We're setting the pace. And we're going to do that again today with today's announcement.
It's time the American people set the pace.
Let me also talk about the private sector. We've seen leaders in the private sector blaze the trail here. I want to thank a great New York City entrepreneur, Danny Meyer, for the announcement he made regarding his restaurants. I want to thank Equinox and SoulCycle for the decision they made.
All that are allied with this fascist state.
I want to thank everyone in the Broadway community for the decision they made related to indoor performances. So examples right there, dining, fitness, performances.
Here you have it.
Where you see leaders in the private sector already saying clearly, vaccination is the answer. We need these strong, clear mandates. And we've proven that even with outdoor entertainment, it makes sense. Our homecoming concerts are going to be amazing.
You see what they're doing, friends? They're offering your freedoms back.
That's a requirement.
It's not theirs to offer.
Climbing this ladder is giving us more and more ability to fight back the Delta variant. By fighting the Delta variant, we will continue our recovery, and we will ultimately beat COVID.
Okay, Delta variant, just for people to understand what that is a side effect concerning those that have been vaccinated. They're now telling those that have been vaccinated with this experimental injection, which is not FDA approved, and it's a violation of federal law, just clarifying, you need to understand that it is it's an adverse side effect of the people that have been vaccinated. That's what this Delta variant is. And this is what they're not telling the people. This is the fruit of what they push people into the first time. time. Now, this is the fallout. Now, they're saying they need to be vaccinated again. They're telling those people that they need to wear a mask again. Folks, you rest assured, these people never got their said vaccinations. It only applies to you. And keep in mind, they have the attitude of a demigod, that they're above the law, and it's for the American people to lead the way under God, not said representatives who receive their delegated authorities from we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. Let me finish this out during this segment. It's important that you hear this and listen carefully as to what's going on over in New York right now. And what are they doing? They're distracting the American people from what de Blasio is doing by what? Again, the sexual advancements and the crimes of the said governor there, which comes as no surprise. Listen to this.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
The Pass.
The Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key.
Do you listen?
You can open the door.
To what is going on in your country.
You will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
He's saying if you're vaccinated, you'll get a pass to do all those wonderful things in New York. But if you're not vaccinated, well, you can't participate. It's exactly what he just said. Can somebody please give me a call and tell me the law that these people are enforcing right now? Because I'm here to tell you, friends, there is no law. I can tell you a law that they're violating, which makes them criminal, and why it is that they need to be impeached and prosecuted for what they're doing right now. Why, Bradley? Because it's illegal. How many times have I reiterated the point that they are not above the law? They can't create law out of thin air and do what they're doing today. These people are suggesting to you that we'll offer back your freedoms to you if you do what we tell you to do. Does that sound like American government? And secondly, friends, since when did I receive my rights from them? That they would turn around and offer them back to me like that of the WHO and the CDC and federal and state governments? It doesn't exist. My rights come from God. And my God tells me to stand against these kind of criminals because the fact of the matter is, friends, they're enslaving the American people right now. And look at how they have to get people, as they say, vaccinated. They have to give them some sort of incentive. Why? Because the majority of the American people, hands down, haven't taken it and are refusing to take it. And I suspect that they're on a precipice right now where they're going to begin to see the people rise up in this country in a way that they've never seen before. I also want to say this. The games that these people are playing, they're dangerous games. Why? Because they're destroying men's livelihoods. They're destroying lives. They're lying, they're stealing, and they're killing, just like their father, Satan himself, who lost long ago when my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, said, "It is finished." And then what did he do in Luke 10:19? He gave us all power and authority to stand against such, folks, so we can put it into perspective when we hand it off to our posterity the way that our forefathers did to us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and vote on amendments Senate Democrats are also intent on passing their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell assures the reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
President Biden is recognizing the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities who are experiencing an uptick in hate crimes in mostly Democratic-run cities during the pandemic. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in no rush to investigate the origins of COVID-19.
The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's trade deficit widened more than expected to a new record in June. The deficit grew $75 billion in June, up from $71 billion in May. Imports jumping 2.1% to an all-time high. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to go ahead and take these calls. I got to make them quick. I got Joshua calling in from New York. What say you, my friend?
Hey, for one, I've been paying attention to everything for like the last 12 years. I've been listening to everything. Like I've been doing my study and research. And honestly, if people, better yet, if people's ancestors, if their grandmas and grandpas and their fathers and mothers were reading the Bible and did nothing but did that and then went to work, we wouldn't actually be in this predicament, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
If they only read the Bible as a source of entertainment, and if like they did like their only knowledge that they need to do for like, you know, obviously gathering food and everything, you know what I mean? Like, they could still learn the sciences, but if their only entertainment and knowledge source is just keep reading the Bible other than what they gain, what they know for a fact in their life to be true, you know what I mean?
Yep, I'm with you. Yep. Oh, let me say this. It was actually
And the Bible gives you
let me say something, Joshua.
The whole Bible.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second, Joshua. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So that's exactly it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the fruit of this nation since the 1960s when the American people allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy, that is where few rule over many. They basically shut down the church, and the professed Christians in this country said that's okay because it's the government. And it showed you right then and there as to whom they serve. They've allowed them to advocate for men marrying men. They've allowed them to advocate Muslim infiltration, abortion, removal of God's Ten Commandments, and the church stood back and did nothing because they've been taught now to submit to the state rather than God as to what the Declaration of Independence spells out for. So that's exactly what's happening. They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and it's exactly where we're at today, Joshua. You're right. So I'm going to go ahead and take Rosie from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Hey, have you ever heard of the Pastor Greg Locke?
Yeah, I've had him on the radio show a couple times. I confronted him on what I'm going to confront the idolaters with in just a couple minutes here, but yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I just watched a short clip video from a pod broadcaster called The Frog, something or other, and this pastor claimed that this past weekend he was, I won't say abducted, but he was invited to a secret meeting,
yeah.
And he talked about the barn. Did you hear about that?
No, but yeah. Well, what are your thoughts, Rosie? Because I have my thoughts on Greg Locke. I got a huge check on the guy. He's kind of the people's man. He has one foot in, one foot out. He's pointing his finger to Donald Trump. And
here's what I did. I just sent him a text, and I hope he reads it. Because, you know, I reminded him. I said, you know, you better go back and read Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. And you also better go to Revelation, I can't remember the chapter and verse, where it talks about the deadly wound of the beast.
Yep.
In the Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, you know, that's the one talking about peace, peace, and everything's going to be great.
Yep.
And, you know, so I love his enthusiasm, but And I love that he's telling his people don't get vaccinated and don't wear the mask. And I applaud him for those things because right now we're, anyone who does that at this point in time are going to be tagged.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, but Rosie, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, so I'm on 153 affiliates across the country. So if I say anything negative about anybody in the sense of, you know, tearing them down for their lies, then people think I'm trying to put their light out to make mine brighter. Well, that's not my job. My job is to tear down our Father's altars. And what scares me about Greg Locke, he has skeletons too, by the way. Everybody's got them. But this one's a little more particular. Do your homework on Greg Locke. And, and when you do that, and then put it up with what you see him doing today. How could a guy like that know to promote a guy like a Donald Trump and not have the same information that I have? The Bible says in Malachi 2:2 that the law of truth is in their mouth. He should have the same information that I have, but yet he's out there pointing his finger to Donald Trump as to the direction the country should go. He should all the well know better that both that have been put up by the powers that have been tolerated. They're on the same team, and he hasn't figured that out yet. So that's where I'll leave my thoughts on Greg Locke right there.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad you're there. I was beginning to wonder if I was on the right track because this is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually had a dream that Donald Trump and Biden were sitting in a room and they were telling Biden, well, this is how this is going to all play out. And then I'm going to come in as a good guy in the end.
That's
And I voted for Donald Trump and I was glad that he was able to bring the country together, so to speak, here and there, but I also got a feeling there's going to be millions of people that are going to be puking on the floor, puking their guts out when they find out that all this candy and all this looking good and we're going to blast them and everything's going to be great. They're not hanging on to the fact that Jesus warned us
that
this was going to happen, and you've got to be careful because that false Christ, if it were possible, would even fool the elect.
Yep. Let me end with this, Rosie. I really got to get to my main topic. I totally appreciate it.
Sure.
Let me answer off air as to what my thoughts are with that, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you again for the call, Arkansas. Thank you, Rosie. Daniel 8:25 tells us, and through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. That's the definition of a Donald Trump, a narcissist. And I'm applying this to the present because the Word of God is applicable to every given scenario, every given generation. It applies all across the board, but we must be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, in making assessments concerning these situations. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall he destroy many. It's a false peace. It's not God's peace. And he shall stand up against the prince of princes. This is what I love. This is what I love, folks. And I'm telling you what, I'm getting lit. I'm having church up in here right now. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're kicking the hell out. What am I talking about? He shall also stand up. This is the last stand. as concerning those that magnify themselves in their hearts against the very God of Israel, the very God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He shall stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Yep. Hey, folks, this applies to all mankind. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And yes, there is a time to rejoice when you see wicked men fall. Is it the Lord's pleasure that the death of the wicked applies to these that refuse his mercy? No, but it's their choice. They refused his mercy. And what did they do? They chose the way of the wicked one. And when they do that, they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. And that's what Scripture teaches us. And it's exactly where we're at today. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you back sometime, because what we're going to talk about right now is that of Donald Trump. And what I want you to catch on to, friends, is the fact that when I was out in Pigeon Forge. And when I was out in Pigeon Forge, I got a mouthful of what I could not even believe concerning the things of Donald Trump. And what was it? It was this constant propping up of Donald Trump. It had a picture, as a matter of fact, it had a picture of Donald Trump on the front of the boat when they were crossing the Delaware. They put Donald Trump in the place of that of George Washington. Okay, so here it is. George Washington bears the cross. Donald Trump ignores the cross, right? I've seen other things such as in Trump we trust. I'm not making this up. In Trump we trust. Again, you can't make these things up, folks. You really can't. And the list goes on. And the list goes on and the list goes on concerning the things that I'm highlighting even now. And this is idolatry. And when I started the show, I brought up Acts 12:22. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God and not a man." Is this how they're treating Donald Trump? Oh, you better know they are. You better know it's exactly what they're doing. Now, what I want to do really quick is I want to show you a video. And I just want you to understand how this game is played. And it's a video on how they're actors. And I want to show you how they're actors. Now, keep in mind, before I play this out, you need to understand that Scripture teaches us that we're to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. So let's go ahead and do that. And I want you to, again, check this video out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, and check this out, folks. This is something else, but very telling.
Well, they're both actors. An actor defined is a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell. Yet, what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and I will come right back to this because, again, it's important that you see it. And it shows you, friends, how people take what they're selling. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so what we're talking about right now is the idolatry, which is no end. I mean, there's no end in sight for these people. This is the voice of a God, Trump idolatry gone mad. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I'm teeing this up, but I want to make clear that everybody understands what I'm premising this on scripturally. Acts 12:22. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God and not a man." I'm asking people, does this sound familiar? Is this how they treat this man? How and why? I am bewildered. You can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and understand it a little bit more, but I'll tell you what, when you're born of the Spirit of God, friends, you can see this guy for exactly who he is. And he's a con man, to say the least. I want to give you the rest of that scripture in Acts 12:23, right after they said, "This is the voice of a God." Oh, Trump loves it, man. This is what narcissists feed on. Isn't it interesting? He's out there in the front, even more that of treasonous Joe Biden. And keep in mind, Donald Trump failed to prosecute a Joe Biden. That's why you're dealing with the treasonous Joe Biden. And don't blame Joe Biden for what Donald Trump started concerning the vaccinations, because he's the one that kicked it off. He's the one that opened the curtain for all these players in the pharmaceutical companies, in the CDC, in the WHO. He's out there right now kicking the stump with his daughter, making sure that everybody gets their vaccines, so much so, which is a contrary to Scripture, Leviticus 17:11 and Leviticus 19:19. But if, folks, if you put this up against what he said, he called himself the father of the vaccinations. I'm not making this up.
Oh, just wait until you see what he's doing on the other side. Acts 12:23 says, right after, this is the voice of a God, not a man. Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Folks, don't touch God's glory. Don't go there. Because if you do, you might just find yourself in the same exact situation of that of Herod. I want to take you back again to Tennessee, and I'm going to play some more of this video for you in just a moment here. Folks, when I was in Pigeon Forge, there was a t-shirt in Pigeon Forge. This is, let me see the date on here, February 19th. Jesus died for you, but Trump lives for you. This is what these people are doing. This is idolatry. This is dangerous. What's the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What do? They create a god that looks just like them, right? Which is an abomination in the sight of God. That which is highly esteemed in the sight of man is an abomination to God. Jesus died for you. Trump lives for you. In Trump we trust. I mean, this is incredible. And yet people don't see what we're talking about here. In Trump we trust. Here's another one. One nation under Trump. That's what these people are giving themselves to, folks. This is idolatry. During Thanksgiving, you know what they had? The re-Trump-licans, right? They had t-shirts that said, Trump's giving. This is blasphemy. Another guy had a shirt on that said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for Trump. Again, Jesus died for you, but Trump lives for you. Oh, my goodness. Trump isn't getting you into heaven, folks. He's leading you straight into hell. Or how about this one? Make the gospel great again. The word became flesh with Donald Trump's large picture at the forefront. Friends, this is blasphemy. This is daring the justice of God. Let me go back to this video, and I want you to see the rest of this video. And I want you to understand exactly what we're trying to highlight here, because, folks, this is nothing short of blasphemy on so many different levels, okay? I want to get you up to the politician part of all this. And, again, for those that were listening during the last segment, I'm going to get you up to par. Here we go. Time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country would be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, that's good.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
You employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
they
made?
Have to work
these are
too.
Beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
So he's telling the people one thing, but he's doing something different on
and
the
like that
other
of the
side.
Actor,
I asked, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part.
See how this works, friends?
I am
the only way they tell the truth is when you hold them to the law.
I misled
Romans 3:20.
Including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one.
Yeah, and when are people going to figure that out? I'm going to go ahead and post that to social media platforms as well, so you can check out all these videos. Folks, we got, as a matter of fact, we have educational videos on our Rumble page as well, and we're rebuilding that right now. But the educational videos apply to virtually every aspect and concerning the things that we're dealing with, concerning those that are attacking us today. Nobody's attacking the American people more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. And don't think the right is any different than the left in this country, because the fact of the matter is, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law, not unconstitutional party affiliations. How many times do I need to say that? Article 4, Section 4. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to get you up to par really quick, and I hate doing this, friends, but I got to get there real quick, okay? This is the Business Insider, okay? Look who's fueling this. You ready? Donald Trump wants his supporters to carry Trump cards. Did you hear what I said? This is the Business Insider. Donald Trump now wants his supporters to carry Trump cards. Folks, this is psychological manipulation. He wants you to carry a card. At the same time, they're trying to get people to get downloads on their phones concerning vaccination passes. Simultaneously, they're doing this. And you need to understand, Donald Trump calls himself the father of the vaccination. Ooh, my goodness, what that man is responsible for. Oh, the administration previous to that, the administration previous to that, the administration previous to that. They're all in it together. Who's losing and who's winning? There's your answer. What direction is this going? This is called the judgments of the Most High God. Donald Trump said he wanted supporters to carry Trump cards. Trump's PAC sent an email on Wednesday asking supporters to choose their favorite design. The cards are emblazoned with the former president's signature in gold lettering. Wow, this is crazy. He wants them to carry Trump cards. Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, does this sound familiar? Oh, my goodness. Folks, do me a favor. Go back 17 years of this radio show and show me where we missed it. Because, folks, how many times I hear it? I remember when you were talking about this a year ago, 2 years ago, and it's exactly what we're dealing with right now. Well, unbeknownst to me, I'm only being led on a daily basis. I can tell you that's how it works here. Romans 8:14. This is way over the top. And guess who's fueling this narrative? Donald Trump is. And don't think for one moment that they're not doing this simultaneously with that of Donald Trump asking you to carry a card, while at the same time, in that of New York, the subversive mayor, Bill de Blasio, is trying to mandate vaccine passes before they can get in to their favorite restaurants, to their favorite stores, to their entertainment venues. You can't go unless you've been vaccinated. Folks, I'm here to tell you, if there's ever been a time that I've said you need to wake up, you're way beyond the wake-up call. The horn is blowing. The trumpets are blowing. You need to stand up and deal with what's going on here, because Donald Trump is a part of the problem. He always has been a part of the problem. Regardless of how you want to see it, he's no better than Joe Biden, because if he was, he would have brought judgment. And that's exactly what Scripture teaches us, that when Article 6, Section 2, under God, right, when a king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil. That's not what Trump did. He's breeding it. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment, folks, because on every side we see the vilest of men exalted. Why? Because he failed to do what he promised to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.